Oh, this has been great, and these answers are terrific. So one of the things that we talked about offline was something that I've always wondered. I have never been able to, and maybe I don't have good tuning abilities, but I have never really been able to get the exact point of impact with my field points. If I'm using 100 grain field points and 100 grain broadheads, I've never been able to achieve the same point of impact. So what I do is, and tell me if this is wrong, what I do is I just make sure I have perfect arrow flight, consistent arrow flight across, the a dozen arrows or whatever that I'm setting up for, and make sure that I sight in for the broadheads, which may be different than the field points. So given that, I mean, is it pointless to try to maintain consistency between field points and broadheads, or am I just doing something wrong?
No, you're not doing anything wrong. I shoot a lot with field points, for practice. I always final sight in with my broadheads. And here's one of the reasons why. Even though matter what you do to your bow to super tune it, okay? There's one thing a field point compared to a fixed broadhead will help in, and that is vertical and horizontal knock travel of your bow. And a lot of people don't know what that is. Now, they can get seen somewhat tuned, okay, and get some pretty good things that they're getting some pretty good bullet holes. And that's, like I said, at 5 yards. Because when you do it out of the bow, it doesn't really tell you what's really truly what's happening is 5 yards when you want a vapor. But it's a slight variance when it's coming the push out of the bow. In other words, they might stake that broadhead just a slight more right, left, whatever, like this. And that could cause at 20 yards, 8-1. I very seldom, once I tune everything and get everything in the board like that, my broadheads are not 5, 6, or 8 inches, 20 yards out from the field points. But they may be an inch, okay? And that's due to... I may have a slight horizontal string travel because my cam is kicking over a little bit. Or my string travel, the type of cams I'm using, or wheels that's on the bow, or the way the limbs are bending on that particular bow, I've got a slight knock travel. But you got to realize a 16th of an inch knock travel, okay, either all the way around, which most bows have a little bit, okay, of horizontal or vertical. If you start that broadhead off instantly out of the shot, a 16th of an inch, okay, push one way, it can make a difference of that impact compared to how a field point corrects in flight of being an inch or two down. Now you times that from 20 yards to 40 yards, now you may be 4 inches, okay? And that is just the difference to make a good hit or a poor hit out there. That's why I still say you need to sight in with a broadhead. And it's nothing to do with the whole bow tune type thing. It's more to do with how that broadhead is starting out that has fins on it that can catch the air before it comes in play and recovers. Because every arrow has to bend just a little bit coming out of the bow. It's how that arrow is forcing it a little bit different, catching the wind a little bit different with the blades on a fixed blade broadhead.